You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. So, eventually, I believe we're going to be joined by Jamila Weideman, the Mystics General Manager. We are also going to let you hear at some point during the show today from Sidney Johnson, the head coach of the Mystics, from our Media Day interview. And that's what we were going to do here. We're going to let you hear from Sidney, and Jamila is going to join us later. But we just got breaking news in the break, and since we have that interview with Sidney from Media Day, we can put it somewhere else in the show and still let you hear it. So if you were really jazzed up for that, I apologize. But it is not very common that we get fairly significant breaking NFL news on a Friday at 5 o'clock in the middle of May. I guess it's only 2 o'clock Pacific time, so I guess that's a little more whatever. The point is that Brock Purdy just signed a big old contract. He and the 49ers, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, are finalizing a five-year, $265 million contract. 5 years, $265. Now, of course, the devil on these contracts is always in the details, Anthony. So if you happen to see any more details on this contract, by all means, holler and shout. But on the base, on the baseline, he is 5 for 265. That puts him in the Jared Goff price bracket. Tua Tagovailoa gets slightly more. And then the quarterbacks that make more per year based off of their total number, right? And this is the number that agents love to put out there. So this is what it is. Dak Prescott's making 60. Burrow's making 55. Josh Allen's making 55, Jordan Love 55, Trevor Lawrence 55, Tua 53.1, Purdy 53, Jared Goff 53. Of course, actual cash, all that kind of stuff, I can get you a little bit or some more numbers in a second. But if you tell me that Brock Purdy is making the same amount as Jared Goff, Anthony, I tell you that's the right contract for Brock Purdy. That's my initial. Haven't thought about it for more than these words have been coming out of my mouth because this happened 30 seconds before we came out of commercial break. That's my initial thought.
I think that's the right bracket, to be honest. And Tom Pelissero actually just tweeted out as well. He gets $181 million in total guarantees, including $165.05, which is a lot of money, in the first three new years of a new deal that runs through 2030. So that brother got paid. But I think him getting paid in the same bracket as Jared Goff, you can even say Tua Tagovailoa as well, I think it's perfect. The teams that they have around them, I think, allow them to, you know, go out there and be productive. Last year, he wasn't as productive because a lot of his weapons were hurt. But years that, you know, he had the full cavalry, Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey, Ayuk, he went out there and he produced. So I think they're going to just, you know, continue to build that offense and allow him to be productive based off the weaponry that he has around him. But, yeah, I think this is the perfect amount of money for him to be getting and the perfect group of people to be around.
So a couple of things, some number cleanup as we continue to get more information, and then some more thoughts on what you just said, which I thought was really smart. In terms of total guaranteed money, he will slot in at eighth if 180 was Pelissero say 81 or 83, 181 in total guarantees, 165 in the first 3 years. So that's ultimately like a 4 year deal. By the time you get done with it, at 3.5, you can move on in the fourth year if you want to, but it's gonna cost you some cap space or some dead money is how that's going. If it's 165 through the three fully guaranteed and then 181 total, that's the discrepancy there. So Allen has he signed this offseason, 250 total guaranteed. That's the largest by a lot, $19 million more than Dak Prescott. Prescott, 231, Watson, 230, Burrow, 219 and change, Herbert, 218 and change, Trevor Lawrence, 200 even, Lamar Jackson, 185, and then Jalen Hurts at 179 when he signed his deal. That puts him below Lamar, above Jalen, and this is where it gets funky, right? Because it just depends on, you know, the different numbers, how they hit. You know, Mahomes is down at 141, but his is also a significantly longer deal that's going to get restructured, and he's going to get more guarantees along the way, and, like, the math gets a little bit funky. But that feels, like, considering the chronology here and the level, that feels about right. Not that he's making more than Jalen Hurts. And again, if you're just joining us, Brock Purdy has agreed to a $265 million deal over 5 years with the San Francisco 49ers. But if you take the fact that Jalen's was a couple of years ago and Brock just signed his 5 minutes ago, or they're finalizing, I don't even know if it's signed yet. It's probably not signed yet. Then that makes sense. And the thing about Purdy is he is not a win because of quarterback. He is the highest end version of a win with quarterback, right? So to me, those are the levels, right? You have a win with quarter or a win because of quarterback. Those are guys like Jaden Daniels. We're like, we're gonna win because we've got you. That's Lamar. That's Burrow. That's Mahomes. That's Jaden. That's Josh Allen. That is, like, the lower end of that tier is a guy like Prescott, where you look at him and you're like, a lot of folks listening might not really like Dak Prescott, but, like, the Cowboys won 12 games three straight years because Dak Prescott was really good and Dan Quinn had their defense cooking. And you saw last year without Prescott how hard that hit, and then obviously their defense wasn't as good without DQ. So there's kind of that level. Stafford is right on the back end of the win because of guys at this point in his career. Then you have the win with guys, and it's like, hey, if we put a really good roster around this quarterback, we can win with him. And the most deluxe version of that to me is Jalen Hurts, to the point that he's straddling the line. Where Hurts, you look at it and you go, yeah, if we give that dude a roster, and especially with the O-line, we can win with him. If Jalen Hurts doesn't have that O-line, doesn't have the support of the run game, he's probably not winning a championship, but he's still a good player. I think Purdy is very different stylistically, obviously, than Hurts, but I think Purdy is a win-with quarterback, and in the Kyle Shanahan system is right on the verge of a win because of quarterback, because the things he does well are so well-suited to Kyle's system. It's a can you process a lot of information quickly at the line of scrimmage, specifically before the snap, nevertheless what you do after? Can you elevate a little bit with your legs? And can you make quick decisions and distribute the ball? And that's Brock Purdy to a T. So they win because of Brock Purdy within that system. And because of that, he is worth paying the higher end of that tier, even if he's clearly not worth, say, what Josh Allen got earlier this offseason.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think, you know, he was going to get Josh Allen or, you know, Joe Burrow kind of money. Again, those are guys you win because of. Those are the guys that can elevate an offense despite, like, who's around them, to be honest. Like, Josh Allen, fact he made Gabe Davis who he was and got him his money, and now he's off a team, tells you pretty much what Josh Allen can do for an offense. But, yeah, going back to Purdy, I think, you know, he fits that system. And I'm not sure if – would you say the system is sort of kind of what makes Purdy, or Purdy just fitting in that city? That system is what makes him kind of.
It's a great question. I'm going to take the break to ponder it. We'll talk more football when we get back. Again, we're live at Care First Arena. We got plenty of Mystics coverage as we get closer to the game tonight. 7:30 tip-off here, but I will answer Anthony's question about Brock Purdy next here on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Softman's show live from Care First Arena ahead of the Mystics home opener tonight. Again, that game will not be on the Team 980, but most Mystics games this season will be. Any national TV game you can watch on national TV. And thus, there is not a Monumental Sports broadcast of it. We simulcast the Monumental Sports broadcast, and thus, when the games are on Monumental, you can listen to them here on the Team 980. We're discussing breaking news now, though, in the NFL. Brock Purdy has signed a five-year, $265 million contract. God, that would be nice to do, Anthony.
I would just want 10.
I was just thinking, five. Like, I would take 2 or 65.
Or 3.
Or 26. Or honestly, I'd take the security of a five-year contract for something. We're day-to-day over here in media land. It's a brutal business, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, hopefully that's not a statement that comes back to bite us in the butt. Anyway, the point is, Anthony, you asked a very good question before the break. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Purdy and the success he's had, has it more so been because of, like, who Purdy is, or is it more so the system that he's in is just perfect for what he's good at, kind of?
I think Brock Purdy is not a $50-plus million-a-year quarterback for almost any other coach. But they also don't win as many games the last couple of years if they don't have Brock Purdy. So it's impossible to say it's 100% one or the other, which I realize is not as sexy of a take, and people love when it's, Brock Purdy would be a failure without Kyle Shanahan. No. I think Kyle Purdy could succeed. Like, let's just be honest. If Kyle Purdy was in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, I think he'd be really good. If he was in L.A. with Sean McVay, I think he'd be really good. If he was in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor, I think that's an interesting fit considering the stuff that, like, Burrow's better than Purdy. Don't get it twisted. But, like, part of what Burrow does is some stuff that Brock Purdy is the, you know, if Joe Burrow's the Lexus, Brock Purdy's the Toyota. So if you don't know, Anthony, they're basically the same cars, just one's a little nicer.
Yeah.
Same thing with some other. You know, one's the if Brock Purdy or if Joe Burrow is the BMW, Brock Purdy's the Volkswagen. Perfectly fine to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
So I think that the best possible place he could be is exactly where he is. I think that Kyle might be the best offensive coordinator in the whole league. Two, I think even if you look at what the creativity and all the things in an Andy Reid offense, because he's the other guy that would say like, hey, excuse me, I think that I'm the best offensive coordinator in the league. And I'd be like, you know what? You probably have a good point there, Andy Reid. His history with Mahomes, like you give Andy Reid the insert nice car here and like he's winning Super Bowls. You look at some of the things he did and, you know, was winning NFC East after NFC East with Donovan McNabb. And even in the years when McNabb was hurt or at the end, like he had, you know, Ty Detmer and whoever else. And everyone's always like, how are they like remotely competitive? It's because Andy Reid is that good. You know, what he did with Alex Smith, like Andy Reid's always been good. But I think, you know, the creativity and the things that have really made the Mahomes offense be exceptional, I don't think you swap Purdy and Mahomes like it's going nearly as well, obviously. And I think you're not looking at as good of a quarterback in Brock Purdy. I think the specific strengths that Brock Purdy brings to the table, combined with a work ethic and intelligence, a demeanor, all of these things that probably got overlooked to an extent in the draft process, lead to Brock Purdy being a $53 million per year quarterback that he just signed for, or is about to sign for, as they're finalizing the details this afternoon.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you said. I think just even looking at their current roster and, you know, who left and whether or not Kittle's going to get his extension, because he also has to get paid. But they lose Debo. Ayuk's coming back off an injury. McCaffrey also injured most of last season. I think it's going to be interesting to see how their offense looks this year, especially because they took a lot of defensive players in this year's draft as opposed to, you know, elevating that offense. So he got paid. Now I think he's going to, you know, still have to do what he did last year. But also I think there's going to be a little bit more responsibility on his shoulders because he's no longer Mr. Irrelevant. He's, all right, Brock Purdy, five-year, $265 QB man.
Well, and narrative-wise, there's no doubt that's true, right? But there's also just a logistics element to that of like, hey, bro, you used to cost a ham sandwich, and now you cost, $53 million. He was one. I mean, he was the best bargain in the league, bar none. And we'll see how they structure the contract and how long until he's got an enormous cap hit. But, like, eventually it's coming. And they don't have Debo anymore, and Debo was an enormous, like the best version of the Niners offense had the best version of Debo that 2021 season where Debo was insane. So you don't have that. You don't know what Ayuk is going to be coming off the injury. Kittle is getting older, although he was outrageously good last year. And so there is a lot of question where you're going to have to make some inferior pieces better, but that's life in the big time. That's life once you've been paid as a quarterback in the NFL. And unless you draft exceptionally well and you replace a Debo Samuel that's gotten an extension and gotten paid with somebody else, a Ricky Pearsall, let's say, who is cheap because you drafted him and he hits, like that is going to be really hard. And you're going to have your quarterback elevate. I think the other thing about this deal, though, specifically for San Francisco is, you know, how many we had Bonte Hill on what felt like 78 times last summer because there was always some kind of drama going on in the Bay. There was so much drama around this team with Debo and a contract thing, with Ayuk and the huge contract kerfuffle. Kittle, Trent Williams held out. Were they going to get a deal done with Purdy? Like, that was lingering. Like, there was all this stuff. They fired their defensive coordinator after going to the Super Bowl. Now, this is an organization that feels much more settled. They figured out the Debo thing, even though it wound up being trading him to here. They signed Purdy in May. Robert Saleh's back as the defensive coordinator, which should settle some nerves on that side of the ball. Ayuk got paid. Now you just got to see if he's going to be back. And, you know, Trent Williams was paid as well last year, and I'm assuming is not going to hold out again. So there's just so much less drama around for the 49ers this year. And I think that's something that really does have some value. And maybe it's a game or two, but like there's only 17 of them. And it is the kind of thing that I think if it's not going well, it can snowball. And not having that be a possibility, where I look at a team like the Bengals, who felt like they had a snowball and a terrible start, and they almost fought back and made the playoffs. But They were so determined this year not to have drama, and then now they're goofing up Trey Hendrickson. And Trey Hendrickson is like, I'm not having it, and held his own press conference on the side of the field the other day. Like, showed up to an OTA in a golf shirt and was like, hey, I want to talk to the press. And the Bengals PR department is like, I guess after practice? And like, just teams that can get out of their own way, there is such a value to that. And I think some teams try to play hardball and, like, emulate the old Belichick way. But, like, Belichick was an alien, which I think we are learning more and more each day to be true. That dude lives on his own bleeping planet. But Belichick's ability to just, like, not have stuff infiltrate his team, like, he basically brainwashed his players every year. And Brady was right there being like, I'm ready, coach, put me in. And I think most teams can't get away with that. There's why coaches hate distractions. I think sometimes coaches get a little too out over their skis with that stuff, but there's a reason that the best run organizations take care of their people and are relatively drama free. You're just removing stuff to trip over. And I commend the 49ers for looking at what happened to them last year. And obviously the injuries had a bigger impact on their season than the drama, but the drama didn't help. And it, for all we know, it impacted the injuries because a guy like Ayuk was really unsettled all offseason and probably wasn't as locked in as he should have been on the most important stuff. And maybe that's contributed in some small way to his injury. You know, Trent Williams is banged up last year. Doesn't go through the normal offseason because he's on a contract thing. Like, just get everybody done. Get them in camp, especially your quarterback. You got to take care of that guy because that messes up the whole rest of the offense if he's not there. And so I commend the 49ers for doing this like professionals, paying the market value, getting it done, and not only before training camp, but before OTA so they don't have to deal with any of the questions after everyone gets to ask Brock Purdy what it's like to be rich on the first day that they see him.
Yeah, I mean, glad to get it out the way. And to add to everything you just said, they also have the easiest strength of schedule this year, going against the NFC South and the AFC South. So I think this season, like, they can definitely, you know, get away with some stuff and, you know, make a push to the playoffs, given their schedule kind of thing.
Yeah, and we'll see how good Arizona is, but that division is potentially tough. You know, Darnold, we'll see what he is, but the Seahawks, you know, defensively are going to be really tough. The Rams are the Rams, and can Kyle get that team back now that they've got Purdy locked in? They certainly have a really excellent chance. Again, the breaking news just a little bit ago, Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million for the San Francisco 49ers. So that is probably the biggest contract that will get done this offseason that was still remaining to be done. But it is also extension season. You know, the Commanders have been working with Terry McLaurin. You got to wonder if that's going to get done soon, or is that more of a summer training camp thing? Don't want to let that go into training camp. That's one that doesn't necessarily have to be done before OTAs, but would be nice to. So that's the thing to watch for on the Commanders front. And there's obviously the Trey Hendrickson story that is very much bubbling in Cincinnati to keep an eye on as well. All right, when we get back, either Jamila Weideman is going to join us live on set here on the Team 980, the Mystics general manager, or you will hear our interview with Sidney Johnson, the Mystics head coach, from Media Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.